sell DX.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
One way or the other, we will win on the wall. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that, as we're hearing, Congress may punt on the issue to avoid a government shutdown Saturday.
Democrats rejected one offer from Republican leaders, a planned Senate minority leader. Chuck Schumer says included a $1 billion slush fund for the president's immigration policies.
They need congressional approval. They're not getting it for the wall. Plain and simple.
Offers from Democrats provide more than $1 billion in border security upgrades. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's consulting with the White House.
I think a government shutdown is not a good option. That's my view.
With Friday night's deadline approaching, both sides could settle for a short-term extension of current spending. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Trump on Twitter is also writing about a criminal justice reform bill passed by the Senate that America is the greatest country in the world, and my job is to fight for all citizens, even those who've made mistakes. That bill would reduce sentences for some nonviolent drug offenders and provide more money for prison rehabilitation programs. A House vote is expected this week. The president's former national security advisor is waiting to hear if he'll go to prison. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
Chris, Michael Flynn will have to surrender his passport, and he won't be allowed to travel more than 50 miles from Washington without permission after his sentencing hearing took a dramatic turn. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders maintains the FBI ambushed Flynn during an interview in January of 2017.
They encouraged him not to have White House counsel's office present.
Democratic Congressman David Cicilline told Fox's Outnumbered Overtime.
He said, I knew what I did was wrong. I knew lying to the FBI was a crime.
D.C. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan delayed sentencing for 90 days. Chris.
Hey, Rachel, thanks. The Federal Reserve announces today whether interest rates will go up again. Another hike is expected. Dow futures are up 200 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Journalism can be a dangerous job.
The Committee to Protect Journalists says the number of journalists killed in retaliation for their work was about double what it was last year, up in 2018 to 34. The committee says overall the number of journalists killed worldwide was at least 53. Their latest report includes the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. His death in international controversy after allegations that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved. The single deadliest attack on journalists came in June when a gunman in Annapolis, Maryland, opened fire in the newsroom of the Capital Gazette, killing five. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of an auxiliary bishop in Los Angeles. Monsignor Alexander Salazar is accused of sexual misconduct with a minor in the 1990s. Archbishop Jose Gomez says his office was made aware of the claim in 2005 and that law enforcement declined to prosecute. There's a vote today by a Colorado board. It could open the door to a third gender option on state birth certificates.
The state's Board of Health is scheduled to examine and vote on the proposal that would allow, instead of picking male or female, to choose X on birth certificates for gender identity. The action could go into effect early next year if the state legislature approves. Colorado has already implemented a similar designation on state driver's licenses, joining California, Maine, Minnesota, Oregon, and the District of Columbia. Under Colorado law now, the only way to request a change of gender on a birth certificate is to have gender reassignment surgery and provide proof of it to a judge. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A court in the Netherlands upholds a local ban on new stores mostly serving tourists in downtown Amsterdam. went into effect 14 months ago, aimed at easing overcrowding on narrow streets. There have been more and more stores opening, selling things like souvenirs and Dutch cheese. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Now, when I needed to pay more attention in meteorology class, because it was an 8 o'clock class, but why is it pinkish in the north? Wouldn't that be more of an eastern sky thing? See, I don't understand.
It is in the east also.
Why is it in the north? It looks like a sunrise in the north a little bit. Anyway,
it's beautiful, though.
Just saying, I needed to pay more attention. For expert window replacement, because I'm not sure exactly the tilt of the earth at what time and how it rotates so fast.
Well,
it
and
spins
on Friday,
and spins and spins
it's
and
the
spins.
First day of winter.
Well, on Saturday, the day is a minute longer.
Mm-hmm.
Daylight starts growing on Saturday. News brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. About three dozen citizens are taking steps to make Champaign-Urbana a less violent place in 2019. The so-called violence interrupters are getting their first training to help curb shooting incidents. 109 shooting incidents and 8 homicides took place in the two cities in the first 10 months of 2018. 44-year-old Malcolm Comer of Champaign, who fired a gun in the air outside a downtown Champaign restaurant in June 2017, has been sentenced to a year of probation. Comer pleaded guilty on Tuesday before Judge Roger Weber to reckless discharge of a firearm. New details in the murder case of UI scholar Yingying Zhang have emerged as Brent Christensen's now ex-wife took the stand Tuesday. The defense has been fighting several motions to suppress evidence in the trial. Michelle Zortman's story did not align with FBI and UI police accounts. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at American Eagle Auto Glass. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. You need flowers, you need a centerpiece, that's where you go. Locally owned and operated, Village at the Crossing, that's at Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also a location for Blossom Basket on Cunningham and Urbana, or call 367-ROSE or go to blossombasket.com.
Good morning, Diane. Who didn't want to do the Christmas tree this year, got a beautiful arrangement from Blossom Basket, and it makes the whole room come together.
Put lights on it?
I mean, they could,
on top,
but
maybe.
Instead it was like a lot of evergreen and pine cones and ribbons and really tasteful.
They've got it. They can make a massive, beautiful thing. I mean, they're great.
Exactly. High of 52 today, down to around 41 this evening. There is a chance of precipitation late and a 60% shot at showers tomorrow. High 46, low 32 for Thursday. Friday, decrease in the clouds. High 36, up to 40 on Saturday, 38 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. As we take a peek ahead for Christmas Day, a chance for some snow and a high near 40.
It's 40.
Okay, I'll take that.
No flurries, maybe.
That's right.
40 won't mean it sticks. That's all right.
Right. And that qualifies for a white Christmas, right?
No, not if it doesn't stick.
Okay.
It's got to stick. Otherwise, it's just
like to see it coming down and I'm out.
But it's not white. It's wet.
White coming down.
It's white.
Wet.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Cliff Maloney is a political strategist. Looks like a partial government shutdown, perhaps Friday night. I contend now, if you say tell the Democrats, you guys can vote twice legally. Some of you vote twice already, but you can vote twice legally for my wall, and they'd say no. Cliff Maloney. Shutdown?
Well, I mean, look, Trump's no longer advocating for the $5 billion border wall, but in terms of, forcing the shutdown, but I would assume they get some agreement, 64 hours until the deadline, but I would expect they'll both try to find a way to, say, hey, we've got victory.
What does it mean to me? If they have a partial shutdown, and I'm in Champaign, Illinois, what does it mean to me?
Right. You know, it's interesting because even when they do have these shutdowns, I mean, a lot of times, look, the government reopens, people get back pay, ends up being like a paid vacation. But the reality is, you know, they've been doing this for the past 10 to 15 years of just, you know, kicking the can. I assume they'll do some sort of short-term spending bill through February. But what it really means to the average American is just more debt. And more debt means a less stable dollar. And it means, you know, less value for the money in your hand. So I think what will happen is you'll have Democrats come together and they'll have some things on the welfare and domestic spending side. And Republicans will have things when it comes to, you know, foreign policy, security. And they'll both get what they want. But at the end of the day, we're going to get stacked with this $22 trillion worth of debt. That's what it means.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, the Republicans had their shot and couldn't do it. I mean, it's just inexplicable to me. You control everything. You can't do something like this. And listen, they've been doing this for a long time. And they get this continuing resolution. We'll be right back here talking to you in February. It's the same stuff. I think they can't give President Trump a wall. They've got to give him border security. You can't say the W word right now.
Right. And it's interesting because, I mean, it's the tale of Washington, D.C. Let me say this very clearly. Every single mainstream Democrat supported funding border walls under President Obama. I mean, think about, you know, how ironic this city is. And at the same time, you know, I mean, Trump's asking for $5 billion. You know, we've got people in this city who are now talking about, and it's likely to happen, a $10 to $15 billion aid package to South America. I mean, talk about the insanity that, you know, we're talking about border security. We're talking about, you know, rule of law. And you have individuals. You know, it's more likely that not we can fund our own border protection, but that we can give $10 to $15 billion to another country. All the while, you know, we're still running a $1 trillion deficit this year. And like I said, we're $22 trillion in debt. I mean, talk about not having your priorities straight.
I suggested yesterday, Cliff Maloney, political strategist, I suggested yesterday that you get 4 terms in the House, 2 in the Senate, 10 as a bureaucrat, and in a generation, things will look better. I think you just got to cycle in, cycle out. This stuff is 40 years, you're the best guy, best thinker? I don't think so.
Yeah, you stick with the devil you know. And well, in this town, kicking the can down the road, I think your point earlier is spot on. You know, we're going to be right back here in February dealing with the same exact thing. And I think there's a really, really important question to ask. You know, is the financial health of America, more security, you know, more of a priority than border security? But it's also got to, you know, it's got to dive deeper than that. It's what are we spending our money on, and should it be reallocated to things like border security? Those are the tough questions that we need to be asking.
Okay, Cliff, we appreciate it. How do people find you?
Yeah, just check us out on Twitter, Young Americans for Liberty, at YA Liberty, working with young people, trying to get them excited about the Constitution.
Thank you, buddy. Cliff Maloney, he is talking about the shutdown. Sounds like a continuing resolution would be probably the most likely, and kick the can down the road, and we'll be right back here in February. And
right.
You feel like you're watching Groundhog Day again, because it just happens over and over. Can't seem to get her done. Sports headlines coming up next.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite character.
I introduce you to quarter after 7.
Well, the Bears are excited about a group that have been part of the NFC Pro Bowl now. Outside linebacker Khalil Mack, of course, he's awesome. Defensive tackle Akeem Hicks, cornerback Kyle Fuller, safety Eddie Jackson, and return specialist Tariq Cohen. We also have 7 alternates this year, including quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, Cody Whitehair, also Charles Leno Jr. and Trey Burton, Leonard Floyd and Danny Trevathan and Rokon Smith. I mean, we're finally getting some acknowledgement for being the Bears.
Bears are good. Bears are good. They're going to be good. So it's a cool time in Chicago.
After finishing in last place of the NFC North each of the previous 4 seasons.
Were they last the 4 seasons?
That's what it's saying.
Wow. Well, listen.
Chicago Tribune article posted 10 hours ago.
Best team in the Central and the North. There's no doubt about it. And they got a real shot. Make a little noise postseason, no question. They're
so
good.
We've got San Francisco and Minnesota coming up in the last 2 games of the season, though. So Who knows how this will play out?
They're 10-4. The worst case, 11-5. I mean, I think they'll beat San Francisco. And Minnesota, if they're playing for their playoff life, that'll be hard up there. It's really hard to win up there.
Mm-hmm.
But 11-5, my goodness, it's great.
So how are you feeling about the Saints in these last couple of games?
Saints got a shot here to really be powerful and tough because no matter what, you can lose any time, but you have a better chance if you play at home. Philadelphia played at home all the way to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl. It's just a huge advantage in the playoffs because it's so loud at your home. You're comfortable sleeping in your own bed. And the Saints have a shot with one more win to be the number one seed, meaning they could play at home, and we're Saints fans. So, yeah. But I hope the Bears get all the way to the NFC Championship, play down New Orleans. I'd never want to play in Chicago for the NFC Championship.
No. Cleveland over the Pacers yesterday, 92-91 in a tight one. Blackhawks got a win. So did the St. Louis Blues. Daniel Descalzo to the Chicago Cubs. He's 30 now.
Yeah, he was here for our caravan.
I mean, he probably was younger 20s when he was here.
25.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably here 5 years ago. Wait, maybe seven. You're right. It probably was 23, 24. But they were here, I think, right after they won the World Series. So it might have been 12. The spring of 12. So 6 years ago, it had been 24.
Okay.
I had a picture taken with John Jay and Daniel Descalzo.
Yeah, me too.
And I these guys are, 5'9". And I said, I might be able to post you up. Which is silly. And Daniel Descalzo said, not really.
Take that, Stevie.
And I almost said, there's a hoop in the yard here. Let's go. But I didn't. I was smart.
Coming back from Arizona last season anyway, but as a Chicago Cub now.
Well.
Also, what's trending in our
Cardinals
area.
Wanted him, by the way.
Right.
Cubs got him.
Okay.
1.5 to 2.5 million in incentives. Daniel Descalzo, a veteran now, World Series champion on the Cub bench that could, help some of the younger guys. So we'll see.
It's also trending in our area. What's happening with our conferences versus districts? I've been reaching out to some local coaches, and it looks like inside the next 10 minutes we're going to get the story, at least from Unity's Scott Hamilton.
Okay, well, we know that they're not, in the old days we had the Ocala Valley,
mm-hmm.
and you had Muhammad Seymour and St. Joag, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just reconfigured because they're trying to figure out who's close by, and then there's some teams that didn't want to play you because you're too good and those kinds of things.
Right.
So now they're doing districts, which to me, my knee jerk is, gosh, I'm going to have to drive 2.5 hours to a football game. We'll see how that works.
Okay, we can get the story from Scott Hamilton soon.
All right, weather now, ESPN 93.5.
Partly cloudy today, a high near 50, down to around 41 this evening, a 30% chance of rain late, 60% shot at showers on tomorrow's forecast. Still mild with a high 46, low 33, 37 the high on Friday as we wrap up the week. And then over the weekend, partly cloudy, teetering around 40 for our high and mid-20s. For our lows. Right now we're at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group LLC.com. We have Cardinal calendars. I'm trying to get those out. This will probably be the last day to get them to you. So stand by for your chance in the next 20 minutes to win a Cardinal calendar for somebody special. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates today and to offer an update on the economy. Shipping company FedEx is lowering expectations for its business, and it's blaming a slowdown in global trade. FedEx is also offering a voluntary buyout program to its U.S. employees. However, Eli Lilly is upbeat about this year. It's reporting a strong quarter. It's raising its dividend. Lilly is predicting growth from new medications. General Mills is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected, but its sales were not as strong as forecast. GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer are combining their consumer health businesses, which includes things you buy over the counter at the drugstore. The two companies say the change will allow them to focus more on their prescription drug business. GlaxoSmithKline makes Sensodyne toothpaste. Pfizer makes Advil. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Every way.
And I like Laverne.
Oh, so down when I heard she passed away.
Benny Mar- Marshall dies at the age of 75.
Complications with diabetes.
Yeah. I mean, the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Major talent, Gary Marshall, who, big movie director. He was actually in League of Their Own. He was the baseball owner that gave Tom Hanks the manager's.
That's
that,
right.
That's Gary. And I interviewed Gary Marshall once, and he was the funniest. I said, tell me about Matt Dillon, which was at the time a young actor. I think the movie he was promoting was Flamingo Kid back in the 80s.
Okay.
And so we were talking, Matt Dillon was a... He said, what can I tell you about Matt Dillon? He's 19 years old, and he's done 7 major motion pictures. My daughter's 19, and all she knows how to do is shop. That was Gary Marshall. Anyway, Laverne and Shirley are huge with Happy Days, kind of the 70s,
yeah.
If you're old enough for all that.
Yeah. And she also directed Big. I didn't realize that.
Well, you're probably one of the most famous, iconic lines, maybe in movies. Maybe that's an exaggeration. But this is a huge line, and this was directed by Penny Marshall. And I'm not sure people really understand and are aware of this, but it was this scene that she directed.
Say, Evelyn, can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm. Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a Peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a 2-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that love that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Oh. Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
Tom Hanks, League of Their Own.
Great.
There's no crying in baseball. Tom Hanks tweeted out, we laughed a lot together. I wish we could continue. Yeah. Anyway, League of Their Own was one. I didn't know she directed Big.
I didn't realize she was married to Rob Reiner for a while.
Yeah. Nope. That was another Carl Reiner's son, Rob, who was Meathead in All in the Family.
That's right.
And I think they were married.
She, her first directing debut was with Whoopi Goldberg in Jumpin' Jack Flash in 86.
Yeah.
So, no, wow.
She was good. I mean, she entertained us and made us laugh. There's no doubt about it. But No crying in baseball is Penny Marshall. And she passes away yesterday at the age of 75. Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you want a vehicle, I keep telling you, you got to go see this dealership. They're award-winning, Honda President's award-winning dealership. That means they do it all right. There are a lot of boxes you have to check to win and be a top 10% Honda dealer in America, counting Alaska and Hawaii and everywhere else. It's amazing. Stop by. They're off Neil at Burwasher right here. Kind of a celebrity dealership. Go say to Ben, ask him about some Hondas, ask him about some BMWs, the pre-owned. They got it going on, and they're great. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Apparently, comedian Jeff Dunham has announced the spring leg of his passively aggressive tour.
Mm-hmm, that's the guy who's the ventriloquist with the different puppets.
Delightfully twisted cohorts, Peanut, Walter, Jose, Bubba. Of course, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. The 56-city tour, it doesn't appear to be politically correct. The 56-city tour, which includes stops in Champaign, the State Farm Center, unveil a brand-new character or two. Win free tickets to the show beginning early January. I'll be in Asia, chiming in daily. Diane Ducey will be here.
Uh-huh.
More at ESPNCU.com, ESPNCU.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Tinnies, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50, include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at ChampaignParks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses, then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at champagneparks.com.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
No matter what the weather, rain, cold winter storms, ABC Heating and Air is there. It's been as easy as ABC. Always be comfortable since 1971, and ABC services all makes and models. Need a tune-up? Need a new furnace? Make it ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. Or visit their website at abcheatingandac.com.
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
Missionmatch.org.
They've trained. They've practiced. They're better, stronger. All that's left is you. They need you to take them to the next level.
Frazier with four, with three. For the tie, going to try to shoot a three.
Get your Illini basketball four-pack to Florida Atlantic for only $49 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI-1.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president this morning tweeting about the border wall he wants, writing, so much money's been poured down the drain for so many years, but when it comes to border security and the military, the Democrats fight to the death. This as the White House softens its stance on wall funding demands.
We're 3 days from a shutdown and six from Christmas, and it appears no one in this town wants to turn the money tap off. President Trump is signaling he's open to a deal that does not require the full $5 billion. White House spokesman when Sarah Sanders says they're disappointed that the Senate has yet to pass anything, but when they do, they'll consider signing it.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A landmark criminal justice reform bill heading for the House next after bipartisan passage in the Senate overnight, and a stand down in today's SpaceX launch attempt of a navigation satellite for the U.S. military. This is Fox News.
Local news with Rich Hancock in for Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by OSF Ergo, delivering quick, convenient, urgent care at the speed of you, so you can get in and get out and get on your with your day. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign, North Prospect near Walmart, and on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The search for Urbana's new superintendent of schools has begun. WCIA reports three of the district's top administrators were replaced last month. One of them was then-superintendent Don Owen. Interim superintendent Preston Williams suggested a professional executive search firm to help find the best candidate. Decatur police are seeking the public's help in finding two potential gunmen. Two teens were struck in separate drive-by shootings, one early Monday in the 400 block of East Condit and the other Sunday evening in the 3900 block of North Water. Call 217-423-TIPS with any information. Police say child porn charges may be the tip of the iceberg for 43-year-old Dennis West of Atwood. Police now know of at least two victims after going through his phone and think there are even more. Call Atwood Police at 543-3141 with information about other victims. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
Here's your weather, Diane Ducey.
High near 50 today, down to around 41 this evening. Chance of precipitation late and a 60% shot at showers tomorrow. High 46, low 32. 36 the high, decrease in the clouds Friday. Make way for sunshine and a high near 40 over the weekend. Right now we're at 35 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, News Gazette's reporting, Channel 3, everybody's reporting that the IHSA, in a big move yesterday, said there's going to be districts beginning in the season 2021. No longer conferences. The athletic director of Unity High School and head football coach, been around a while, Scott Hamilton. I don't know what it means, Scott. What does this all mean?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us are still trying to sort it all out and, you know, kind of try to find out exactly what it's going to mean for each one of us individually. But, you know, there's been, this is 27 years in the business for me, and I think that each year there's been some talk about the football playoffs and scheduling and conferences. And, you know, this is finally something that I think enough people thought had enough good components to it to pass. And, you know, the state's going to take the football schools, divide them into 8 classes before the season ever begins,
wow,
which will be very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yep, so you'll know before the season ever starts what class you're in. Once they determine the classes, there'll be 64 teams in a class, and they will divide those 64 into districts of roughly 8, and you'll have 8 districts of roughly 8, and then the state will assign your district, and then you will have your games out of that district. You'll have 2 non-district games that you'll be able to schedule on your own. You know, so as an example, it wouldn't appear as though Central and Centennial would be in the same classification, so therefore they could play a non-district game.
Wow.
If, you know, if for some reason Unity and St. Joe were either not in the same class or not in the same district, you know, we could hook up and play them in a non-district game at the beginning of the year. So, you know, it could be some exciting week one games to, you know, to have some non-comp or non-district games and be pretty exciting to have those games week one.
Scott Hamilton figuring out the new districting. So we'll kind of see how it lays out. You got a couple of years to figure it out. Your season last year, Scott, you went 4-5. You won your last 3. But, I mean, it was the first time, I think, in your career have you ever had a losing season in high school football coaching? I mean, it was like Nick Saban losing 4. I mean, how do you handle all that?
You know, Stevie, all we've done is gone back to work and worked harder and tried to get better. That all starts off with us coaches, you know, trying to, you know, figure out what we did wrong, how we failed our kids, and what we can do to make sure that we don't let our kids and our community down again. And it's been a good, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks here or so with our kids lifting and working out and speed training and those types of things. And, you know, when things don't go well, there's only one way to do it. And it's definitely not point fingers. It's definitely try to figure out what we did wrong and how we can do better.
Yeah, but you never... 4-5 isn't even that bad. I'm just saying, if Unity's not 8-1 or 9-0, it's like, what's wrong, man? It is kind of like being a fan of Alabama. They can't lose either. It's crazy. Anyway, you've had a Hall of Fame career, and it's going to continue. You guys will bounce back because that's what good teams and programs do. I appreciate a little clarity on this. We're going to track it over the next few years. I mean, do you have to stay in your districts for these 2 you can schedule, or could you theoretically play Champaign Central week 1?
No, you can face anybody you want, and the unique thing about these games is that they don't count towards your playoff qualification.
Hmm.
So you could schedule 2 games with anybody, and win or lose those games, they're not going to count towards how you qualify for the playoffs. It's only those district games. So you're not going to be penalized if we would go out and, you know, maybe we go back and rekindle a rivalry with a Muhammad. Or,
I see. Okay, cool.
You know, maybe we get a, you know, I spoke with one of my former guys coaching down at Arcola. You know, maybe we end up playing you know, a rivalry like that. The other thing that's, that I'll just throw out there for people to chew on a little bit is that the one really good part about this as well, when they draw the playoffs up, you will be guaranteed not to play anybody in your district in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Mm.
So there won't be any rematches in week one or rematches in week. So if you play somebody in your district, the earliest you would see them is the quarterfinals and the playoffs. And the playoff structure will stay the same. You're still going to get five playoff games. The state finals will still be, played on Thanksgiving weekend. So none of that will change. The only thing that will change is that ADs won't be finding games. The state will do it, and it could have a little bit of a spin on what conferences do now. Maybe some of the long travel conferences, maybe they'll reform and become more local again.
Scott Hamilton, have a great Christmas, New Year. Appreciate the minutes. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Scott Hamilton, head coach and athletic director down at Unity. Okay.
I was just reading about the proposal enacting the district scheduling for football passed by a margin of 324 to 307, 69 schools having no opinion. Another 118 schools did not vote on this proposal. So pretty tight on the opinions from administrators who were voting on this week.
And movie fans, you know, like me, you know, you're saying districts. I'm thinking Hunger Games, so.
Okay.
Because they were broke, remember? They were broken. And then that president, Donald Sutherland, the big white beard.
Geographic base.
Yeah.
So,
districts.
Yeah, there you go.
Hunger Games. Okay, it's 20 till. Would you like a Cardinal calendar? You have to use your voice for this giveaway. So all you have to do is call us on the phone. We'll give a quick little window here. Quick hi-bye kind of thing on the phone.
Okay.
Maybe who it's for. Maybe it's for you. That's fine.
That's fine.
359-2255 is the text and the phone, but we'll do it live on phone this time. But if you want a Cardinal calendar, my stock is dwindling. These are the beautiful 12-month, beautiful glossy pictures. Bright red. Can't get a Cub fan to own one.
Coupons right in the middle.
Coupons in the middle.
In the bush. You can tap into a lot of savings
lots
in St. Louis.
Of good. 359-2255. All six lines are humming, and we will give away a few of these on the phone next. 359-2255. If it rings, just keep her ringing, and we'll get to as many as we can quickly. It's 741 ESPN 93.5.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Titties, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50. Include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at champagneparks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses, then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at champagneparks.com.
Are you frustrated with pain? Previously tried physical therapy or other interventions without success? At Mellor Center, our approach is patient-centered, one-on-one care with a doctor of physical therapy. We treat you as a whole person and diagnose the cause of your issue instead of just treating the symptoms. Helping you live a healthy and fulfilled life by getting you back to the things you love is how we measure our success. Call to schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if Mellor Center Physical Therapy is right for you, or visit us online at mettlercenter.com.
Put a smile on everyone's face this holiday with great gifts from Amazon. With low prices and fast free delivery with Prime. For everything you need this holiday, visit Amazon.
How are you, Grant?
Unbelievable. And you, Stevie?
Well, man, it's been a while. You've been good?
It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're good with Paul Goldschmidt. Do I need to sign somebody else?
Absolutely. All we can get.
It sounds like they're all in on Dexter, so I doubt if it's going to be Cody Bellinger or Bryce Harper, huh?
Yeah, probably not. Could always use a little bullpen help, too, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking at Andrew Miller or... Zach Britton, I think.
Yeah.
I like that.
Those would definitely be good ads.
You get a shiny new Cardinal calendar, my friend.
That's awesome. I thank you. It's for my father-in-law. Due to your continued generosity each year, I can pretty much count on this to be in his stocking. He lives down around Pena and is a huge Cardinal fan.
Well,
so it
comes
in handy.
You're a good man, Grant. Thanks for thinking of him, and thanks for listening, my friend.
Thank you, Stevie.
Debbie, how are you? Debbie, are you there?
I'm here, but I think I lost you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How about that Cardinal calendar? Pretty fired up, are you?
I am fired up. We have, it's actually for my office. I've had it in my office now for 5 or 6 years and work amongst a few Cubs fans. So it helps generate some wonderful conversations.
Nobody walks by and puts a mustache on one of the players on you? Not, kind of graffiti?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Hey, Debbie, thank you for listening. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
Hey, George, big Cardinal fan?
Yes. Happy holidays, big guy.
You as well. You win a Cardinal calendar. Paul Goldschmidt kind of gave me a little spring in my step.
Are you ready for to hear play ball?
I am. We got... pitchers, catchers report in what, 45 days or something? Something like that?
Yep.
Let's go.
I'm ready. Are you?
I am. Let's go.
Hoorah, Cubs.
Well, listen, my friend, you enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Doing good.
Cardinal fan?
Oh, yeah, big Cardinal fan.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the Cardinal Caravan.
It's coming up January 18, Missouri Farm Bureau. We don't know who's coming yet, but we know that it'll be a great Cardinal Caravan at the I Hotel again at noon on the 18th of January. Okay, so do I need to sign one more person for the Cardinals? Is that what you're thinking?
I'd like to get Bryce Harper, but I don't think that's going to happen. So.
People say he's too much money, and then I say, what do I care? I'll give you $4 more for the nachos. Just get them. Come on.
Right.
Ben, you enjoy your Cardinal calendar, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, just a few more. Tom in Monticello, you get a Cardinal calendar.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. Are you a Cardinal fan?
I'm a huge Cardinal fan. It's going to be for my barber in Farmer City.
You're a good man thinking of others. How good's your barber? What's his name?
Ed Young. He's really good, and he's a huge Cardinal fan.
Can Ed add any hair, or does he just cut hair?
He just cuts it. It's pretty thin now.
Because he can't add any. Is that right?
No, he hasn't perfected that yet.
Okay, well, if he does, call me.
I'll give you a ring on that one. Have a good Christmas.
You too, Tom. Thank you very much for listening. Ryan, you win.
Yeah, who?
Cardinal Cub, or what are you? Are you Cardinal?
No, neither, but my son is, so it's going to him for Christmas.
How does that work? How does your son become a Cardinal fan and you're not?
My ex-wife.
Well, your son will love this. It's beautiful. Bright colors. Oh. He'll be jacked, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
All right. Do you get the Busch Stadium? Do you take him for a ball game?
I haven't been yet, but eventually.
If you think of it, call me in the spring, and I usually get a lot of Cardinal tickets, and I'll try and treat you guys.
10-4.
You let me know, Ryan. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, how many more you want to do? Two more? Okay, Rick. Rick, are you there? Okay, you win, my friend.
Yeah.
We'll do one more. And then,
thank you, sir.
You betcha. Cardinal fan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you enjoy this shiny new calendar, and come and get it, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You betcha. And finally, Rich, you win a Cardinal calendar.
Good morning, Stevie. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I bet you. I appreciate
it. And this is a home that's divided in Savoy, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So, wife is a Cub fan?
They have to paint one side red and one side blue.
Well, I thought about for my Cub friends to put, like, you know, magic marker and a piece of paper and tape it on there, say Cubs calendar. And yeah, it's all red, and it has all Cardinal players. So I think they'd notice that. I don't think they'd go for that. But. Rich, you enjoy your calendar, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, our Cardinal calendar giveaways, thank you. We will try and do it one more time this week. Stay with us. 7:48, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
All right, we had Cleveland over the Pacers, 92-91. Blackhawks over Nashville, 2-1. They finally got a win. They've been skidding for a while, so it's good to have them beat the Predators last night. St. Louis Blues also winners over Edmonton. Daniel Descalzo, coming from Arizona last season, but a lot of us know him as a St. Louis Cardinal. He's 30. He has locked in a deal with the Chicago Cubs. So that's kind of trending. Also, we visited with Scott Hamilton about the adjustments in IHSA football come 2021 as the conferences turn to districts. So it was good to get his perspective. And as a matter of fact, Coley Walter is just responding from Monticello also. Maybe we could chat on his perspective of it too inside the next half an hour.
Pump that state champ on.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Go.
So it's good to get the local opinions about this. Yeah. I mean, it was really kind of split when it came to the voting, 324 to 307.
Monticello and Unity have to keep playing, right? I mean, that's a great rivalry. So St. Jogden Unity, I think they can keep playing. But I think the intrigue is you schedule Unity Muhammad Seymour. We used to play them all the time when Muhammad Seymour had 200 students back in the 70s. And it was a great rivalry. And then you play up. You might lose, but you see where your team is. Coaches might like to do that. A lot of teams, like Michigan State, always schedules Kansas and North Carolina in the early season of basketball, and they have losses, but they play great competition. Maybe local high schools can do that as well, as you try and figure out how good your team is. Okay, that's sports. CMI, Chemical Maintenance Inc. They've got that fabulous Checkmate system, an electrostatic sprayer, keeping hot radio boards, workout gyms, offices, perhaps flu-proof, or at least helps. They'll enable a quick and effective application. Fully charged droplets hit the surface. Ask about Checkmate system from CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., a fine janitorial supply company that's locally owned by Betsy and Brad Parks. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com, 359-6262. State champ. Coach Coley Walter, do you get tired hearing the state champ part?
No, never.
I mean, how's this? Since you have decompressed, head football coach Monticello High School, Coley Walter won the state championship. As you've decompressed, now what are you thinking? Got to do it again?
Yeah.
There's pressure on me to win. I'm now expected to go undefeated.
Yeah, we're still decompressing because we've got equipment and all that good stuff to do. So yeah, I'm Christmas is a week away, and I need to get some shopping done, to be honest with you.
Well, okay, somebody needs to. I think at your level now, Coley, you could probably find somebody to drive you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what's your take on the redistricting? All I can get in my head is Hunger Games, because they're calling it districts. So what do you think? How's it going to work for you guys? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've been kind of ambivalent. We were against it. We didn't vote for it. I just don't know enough about it. I just see that I saw a coach talk yesterday about it, and I kind of agreed with his perspective. I think we're just shuffling problems. For some people, it's a great idea. For some people, it's a terrible idea. Mm. So some people that were happy are not going to be happy now. Some people weren't happy or going to be. And I kind of try to look at things from the perspective of the state, not just for our personal situation. So I don't know it will impact us negatively. I know one thing I don't like about it is I don't feel like we'll have that conference affiliation. I know I still remember after our game with St. Joe, Coach Skinner saying, hey, go 1-1 for the conference. And I feel that allegiance to a conference being, I feel that allegiance to a conference. I feel like you lose that with districts from a football perspective.
Well, and you can schedule Mount Carmel in week one if you want to see where your team is. You can't do that now, right?
Yes, true. Yeah, I mean, that'll be interesting. That's another thing I'm curious about. I know you can go out and maintain some rivalries by scheduling your first 2 weeks opponents, but we've lived that trying to find non-conference games for many years. We're now in a closed conference. We don't have that issue. I think that's easier said than done. I would actually rather see the state come in and say, all right, you play crossovers with different districts, take that out of our hands as well, because I think that could be a bigger challenge than people realize as well.
Well, you still got to play Unity, and you got to play St. Joe, right? Some of these absolute fabulous that draw 3,000 people, you want to keep that going, I would think.
Absolutely. I think we will, because I just think our proximity and our enrollments are close enough that it would be hard to believe that we weren't in the same district, but you know, we're on the western edge, St. Joe's on the eastern edge, it's possible that we could go two different directions. And
well,
in that case, you know, the idea of a non-conference would definitely be on the table.
Well, then maybe you want to go home, play Muhammad Seymour. Bring it! Bring it! Bring it!
Yeah, I don't think we'll be in the same district. We're a little bit different sizes,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, they got like 9,000 kids at Muhammad now. I mean, it's crazy how big that grew. When you were there, it was like, what, 500 kids? It's amazing,
yeah,
how big.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, about 550, yep. It's
okay.
Changed quite a bit.
Well, okay, so we got to get, forget the district thing. You got to get some shopping and wrapping. You got to do that, man.
That's right. I got to get going.
Hey,
I'm going to go do that right now. I'm going to skip school.
Okay, Cully, keep up your good work. We always appreciate hearing from you. You're a good man and a heck of a coach. Thanks for your time. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah. My pleasure. Have a Merry Christmas as well. Thanks.
Cully Welter, who's head football coach at Monticello. Head coach over at Good Vibes is Steve Suderman. Well, so what does it mean? Because last week you made reference to the Hallmark Channel.
Oh,
Christian,
yes, I did.
Christian finished, and then I said, wait a minute, I like those.
So right.
Christian finished his finals last night. He came home, and I'm on the couch alone watching the end of a Hallmark movie I started with Gracie. And so she'd gone up to bed, and I was finishing, and Christian says, what are we doing here?
Is there something you want to tell us?
I want to see the end of the movie.
Right.
And I think you'll
bring some Kleenex.
You know how it's going to end, but it's the Hallmark Channel, man. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. You've got some ideas because Cully Welter from Monticello needs some stuff. You've got just what he needs.
I've got a lot of stuff, and we're starting to sail effective toward the year-end clearance, which we do every year, just break it a few days before Christmas. So starts tomorrow. I'm going to send out a mass email. We'll be in the News Gazette. We'll, you know, look for the ad, and there'll be some stuff in there. But, you know, Christmas is all about family. This is, I can't wait. I'm going to take a few days off. Next week I'll be waking up a week from today in Wisconsin at my sister's. She has 9 grandchildren, and that's just great. They're all starting to grow up now.
How fun is that? Awesome.
It's a zoo. But, you know, we're going to have our own little zoo here because all the stuff that was on sale at Black Friday weekend, that's all back and even more deals. So whether it's an LG OLED, those start at $15.99, and we're going to throw in delivery if you're not too far away from us here. The Sony XBRs, like the 75-inch, kind of like the one you got on your wall, only in a little newer version, $19.99. You can't beat it with a stick, and it's a great thing to watch game system.
And that's a Sony, you say?
That is a Sony.
Well, because those
XBR
are like 2,600 last year,
it's,
I think.
It's 4K.
Wow.
It's all the stuff.
Oh, wow.
And it's in every one of our vendors, and that's Klipsch and Polk and Sonos and Sony ES and Zvox and Onkyo and on and on. We have deals from subwoofers, wireless headphones, streaming Wi-Fi systems, full-on theater projectors from Epson. Whatever there is, we'll put our special sauce on it so that it's all hooked up like you want it, so it works right. And, you know, whatever you give as a gift for yourself or your family or for your loved ones, we'll make sure it works like it's supposed to.
You are the man. We appreciate Good Vibes. We thank you. That's going to be it, I think, for us in this year. You'll be in Wisconsin next week. I think we're going to take a little time off, but we'll be in touch. Great.
And you're going to Asia? What?
Going to Asia.
Yeah.
But I'll be chiming in daily from places like Shanghai and Nagasaki and
7 different countries, right?
5 countries, 7 ports.
Okay.
It's a Stevie J Travel group trip, so we're excited to host
it.
But we'll be in touch, my friend. I just really appreciate you and Good Vibes. It's a locally owned mom and pop. They do unbelievable install. You've got to check them out. North Prospect and Fort Bloomington Road. How else can they find you, buddy?
We're on the web at gvibes.com. We're on Prospect Avenue at 1501 North. You can call me up at 351-0909.
You have a great Christmas, my friend.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, buddy.
You
too.
Hey, it's the $6 million man.